Paul Ramel here in the studios. We have a special guest with us, and her name is Jenny Traeger from Prairie Five Head Start, and Jenny's in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
Yes, exciting to be here.
Yeah. You have something very special you want to talk to about this morning, and it's really a neat event coming up.
Yes, part of my job with Prairie Five Head Start is that I attend various meetings, sit on various committees in the community, and part of one of the committees that I sit on is an early intervention agency committee. Basically, we talk about how to support students in the state, people that attend our Head Start employees, Countryside. Generally, though, it is early childhood special ed teachers, and as a group, we have been talking about children on iPads, phones, and we have found a speaker that will be coming to Montevideo on March 24th.
Yep.
March 24th, I had to think for a second. Yep. And she will be in Montevideo, and it is free. She is from the Willmar area. She will be talking about just a few things that are highlighted. Early brain development that affects children later in life.
So what we're talking about here is screen time, basically.
Yes.
And how technology is damaging not only kids, but adults' minds. And
yes. We're attached.
Yep, attached.
We are attached to our phones, and children see that also. And it is hard as a parent, as a grandparent. Sometimes you need that little break. As a Head Start employee, when I'm in the preschool classes in the five counties, you know, we can tell that kids are on their phone, and I would be the first to say it is something that if you just need a little break, but we can see when we, you know, turn on the smart board or anything, the kids notice that and they like that action. So yes, this is what she'll be talking about, the anxious generation, early childhood, giving some tips and tricks. It's available for parents, grandparents, anybody in the community that works with children, young children, and even older children. I think now it is hard to be a teenager in elementary school with the phones that are available.
So what studies are finding out is, you know, people who are attached to their electronic devices, it affects how you grow and how you behave. Mm-hmm. And so this is what is going to be discussed. This is a free event, I should say.
Free event in Monty, and it is at the middle school in the choir room.
Okay.
And
what were the things?
I know, we were chatting.
I was interrupting you, sorry.
I started talking. After attention spans, emotions, and then behaviors of young children, she will talk about technology stimulation versus a human connection. When you think about phones, they're very busy. Things are moving very fast. But when we're just sitting here chatting, we're learning how to make eye contact, learning how to talk to each other, learning how to take turns talking.
That's right. Just like we did.
Yes. And other things she'll be talking about, thoughtful use of devices and tones and toys, and then support for you and your child. Mm.
Yeah, a great event coming up here at the Montevideo Middle School. I encourage everyone to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's about kids and, you know, the growth of children. But, man, I'm just as guilty as a child.
Mm-hmm. We look for our phones, and kids see us on our phones, but then we say, you can't be on your phone. You can't use my phone, but yet we're on our phones. It's really hard.
Yeah, it is very difficult. And it does affect you.
Yes.
In the long run, I think.
Yeah. They talk about studies show just we call it the social emotional part in the teacher world, but really it's about how you feel about yourself and how you just get so worried about what other people are thinking when you have that immediate response where, you know, when I was growing up, it was the old telephone with the cord.
Hooked attached to a wall.
Attached to a wall, yes. And the only way you really talked to your friends was during the day. And when you're face-to-face with someone, it's more of a conversation. Sometimes things said on phones can be things that maybe somebody wouldn't say to your face.
Right.
So, yeah, it's talking about that. Part of our group that we are on that is supporting this event, we work with children who maybe have some behaviors, maybe need help and support with speech or just learning how to do things in the classroom. So as a collective group, we wanted to have a training that was available to child care providers, family child care providers, centers, anybody who works with children, any information is good.
Yeah.
And it's nice to get together and talk with others too.
That's for sure. So this is a collaborative effort from what organizations again?
It's called the Interagency, I always have to look because we just call it IEIC. It's Interagency Early Intervention Committee.
Okay.
And Linda Mathiason is our facilitator. We meet in Wilmer, and then we also do Zoom, but we're all on there talking about how can we help support families, how can we let parents, child care providers, anybody know about children and how to support them. Early intervention really is about supporting kids birth through 21 is really what it is. And so how can we support that? And we are focused on the early childhood. This is a training that we have. Sometimes we hand out flyers, information, the Help Me Grow website. You can click and, you know, where should my child be if they're 6 months?
Oh.
Where should my child be at if they're 12
months? Oh,
there's
a website for that, huh?
Yeah, we actually have through the state. Help Me Grow is a state program. Mm. And within the state, there are all these IEIC committees that are get together and talk. And it's a lot of great information, but this is something that we would like to do this year, hoping that people attend and get some information. We've had other trainings and they were well attended and well liked. It's free.
It's free.
No food, but it's free.
People like free.
People like free. And you can't go wrong listening to somebody talk about children.
That's right. You know, and raising kids is it's just different now.
Yes, so different. Yeah. We are getting into our grandkids more now. But I do always tell people our kids are older now, adults, and I am so thankful that we didn't have to worry about that. Right. Our kids were at the high school in a time when it was, you know, the text, the phone that slides up was just texting and phone. We didn't have the internet until they were adults.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for that.
Yep. Well, I'm not a kid, but man, I have an issue with too much screen time. I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I am guilty with that. I know it's a problem, but man, it's hard to break, you know?
It is hard to break. I think it's very intentional that you need to do as an adult. The training more so focuses on how can we help support kids and their behaviors. And that carries over into the schools.
Yeah.
Kids are on their phones or devices. It's hard to teach sometimes and get them engaged with just talking or storybooks.
Okay, and there's a speaker with us that? She's going to speak about this too?
Yes, she is from Wilmer area. Her name is Dr. Nikki Betcher-Erickson.
Okay.
And she is from the Wilmer area. I don't know a whole lot more about her than that. But this is a topic that she researches and presents. And Linda Mathiason, who is our facilitator for the IEIC, knew of her, I believe, is how we found her. So,
All right. Jenny, tell us when is this going to happen and where? And and if people, do people need to RSVP or can they just walk in?
I got it. So you can go Tuesday, March 24th from 6:30 to 8:30. It's being held in the Montevideo Middle School Choir Room. And there is a RSVP, and if you also want to learn more, the number is 320-444-1523.
Okay. If you don't know where the Montevideo Middle School is, it's between the high school and the VA Center, right?
Yes, I believe it is. Yes, thank you.
Yep. So March 24th.
March 24th, 6:30 to 8:30 in Monty, and it is free.
It's free, so show up. And
yes, bring a friend and come learn about how to support children.
Okay. Jenny, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Tell us about this. It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too.
And you know what? I think I'm going to this.
I think this is the one that I was going to. This is the one I was going to go to. Also, I'm looking forward to it.
My wife tells me to put your phone down about how many times a day.
I know we're kind of attached to it, especially when it has our schedules and everything in
That's
it.
Right.
But we'll go and support some kids and find out some new ideas.
All right. Thanks, Jenny.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Yep. Jenny Traeger with Prairie 5 Head Start here in Madison.